Chris Antonetti with the Ivy League spiel of the cliche of the week here, or of the month last week, talking about the trade conditions, because that's what we care about in sports. Is I really care about the market and whether things are affordable. It's not like most modern Americans have had to deal with anything like inflation or anything press like that, and problems like that with pricing recently. You know, I'd like to buy this this bottle of milk here for my family to be able to just go ahead and feed themselves and nourish themselves. We need nutrients and all that, but I mean, market conditions say this thing's for $4 right now, and I will not pay a buck over $2.88 for a 2% gallon of milk. It's market conditions. Hey, little Johnny. I know you were hoping for some sort of protein. Well, here's some GMO for you, because the market conditions did not allow me to buy pork this week. Sorry, I'm a staunch, very respectable, and not just respected. I'm known for my ability to acquire things with value, and if not, we just won't eat. Keep the Cleveland sports scene on in the background at work or wherever you are. Around your house, tell your smart speaker to play 92.3 The Fan. Listen, I do understand that that is a valid line of discourse in an organization. I really do. I don't know why, whether it's Chris Antonetti, Chernoff, or anybody, thinks that's something you should say to your fans. Winning a World Series is really hard. When I say, go put yourself in a position to win World Series, I'm not saying there's any move out there specifically that I can say that's the one that's going to win you the World Series. You trade. I don't think they're trading Pete Alonso. You trade for Pete Alonso, who's got 57 games left on his contract. That doesn't guarantee you a damn thing, right? The conditions that factor into winning a World Series are really, really tough, because you don't control all of them. Health is a big part of it, right? It is. What kind of ball you're playing, how those people that you trade for fit into your clubhouse. These are three of probably 20 things that matter to the right. Oh, by the way, what's the rest of the picture look like? The Boston Celtics got the all-time break after break after break in the NBA Finals. I'm pretty certain the Boston Celtics were winning the finals this year, even if they didn't get no Jimmy Butler, half a series without Donovan Mitchell, no Jared Allen, Tyrese Halliburton hurt, no Mathurin, and then go up against probably the easiest team to beat for them, because the Mavericks went to the finals basically being a cheap man's version of what the Celtics had done really well all season long. But it helped. Like, if you're Boston, you can't plan on those circumstances help. But Boston did everything they could to, whether it was the Porzingis trade, whether it was moves made at the deadline, like, they did everything they could to put themselves in the position to win a championship this year. That is exactly what I want to see from the Guardians. You traded for Andrew Miller. It didn't lead to a World Series victory, but it got you as close as you possibly could. You cannot pick apart the way the Dolans and Chernetti did that deadline. It was as flawless. Oh, and by the way, if John Lucroy actually accepts that trade, maybe that's the one player missing. That's not their fault he said no to a trade to you. That's not you tried. That is you accomplished. I don't want I tried. And I think it bugged the crap out of me this morning, just what the morning show had to say, the Morning Boys had to say about the deadline, because honestly, I felt like the narratives that I was hearing were entirely based off of people that worked for the Guardians. I want to be clear, like, I'm giving the Guardians a chance to do this. I'm not trying to hammer them preemptively. I'm saying that if you're going into a deadline for a once in a decade kind of shot team, which is what this team is, and the team has done everything that they should do. How hard they've played, they play the right way. They clearly have brought more people out to the ballpark. They've played to win from the very jump start of the season. Even if you can look Guardians fans in the face and still feed them the same line of garbage, how can you do that to those 26 dudes? That their hard work, their sacrifice has to mean something. I'm giving them the chance to make the move, though. I'm just telling you what's coming. If you dare say we tried, if you dare say, well, I just, you know, it was a tough trade market. Yeah, no. I want to hear we're making moves to try and win a World Series, to put them in the best position to win a World Series. And one of the things, and I don't know what's in this clip we're about to play, but I heard Ken and Lima, and guys, if I'm if I'm paraphrasing you incorrectly, please feel free to call in. But I certainly heard Lima kind of sneer at the idea of fans who keep talking about we haven't won a World Series in 77 years. As if those fans are being ridiculous. Some years we are with that. Like last year, I didn't necessarily think you should buy, but I mean, why are we selling when the value for specifically Josh Bell is a middle infielder who's not hit in baseball, still is not hit in baseball. That one, well, hey, we saved $8 million. Why do I care about saving $8 million? By the way, the Marlins did put Bell on waiver, so I'll eat that one. But like, why is anybody, if a fan says, specific to this year, man, this team has a chance to end the drought. What are we doing? Why aren't we going for it? If a response to any media member is, oh, you know, the World Series, we're going to talk about haven't won a World Series. And yes, that's a valid frustration for fans. We've come incredibly close. And while we're in the business of picking fights with the morning show, here was Lima talking about he's not sure if there are any big moves for the Guardians coming.
Does it feel like you can take it all with this club?
I'll tell you why. I think so. I absolutely think so.
Then maybe you should be pounding the table for big moves, for aggressiveness.
Which would be what? I mean, I just keep hearing Vlad, but what else? Who else is out there? What are the big names? We've been told for a month and a half that the big names really aren't going to be on the move when it comes to pitching. Like, it's just not.
Yeah.
The market is terrible. I mean, I saw Jeff Passan say the other day, it's terrible. So the fans are like, give us the huge move. And people that are experts in baseball are like, there are no big moves there. So are you just screaming into the clouds? If you can't tell me what the big swing would be, then there is no big swing. I think it's just right now it sounds like complaining to complain. Like, we always want all our teams to we say all in all the time. We say it with the Browns constantly. We've said it with the Cavs constantly. But it means a little different. It's a very different thing in baseball.
Yeah, what it means in baseball is you get somebody who can make a difference in October.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So, since Lima couldn't quantify what that would be, and I hear the point of, well, big names, big names, big names. There's a difference between big names and big moves. Not every big move is going to like, I guarantee you, the casual fan doesn't know who the hell Brent Rooker is out of Oakland. He would instantly be your second or third best hitter, power hitter that you have in this lineup. Brent Rooker would be a move of consequence. Randy Arozarena has been the face of Tampa Bay postseason baseball since he got there in 2021. Randy Arozarena, who went to Seattle this weekend, that would have been a consequential move. But to conflate, well, there aren't big names out there. Big names, I don't think big names is synonymous with actual significant trades. Garrett Crochet is having his first big season in baseball. Garrett Crochet might not be a big name, a household name yet. He will be if he keeps pitching like this in the next 4 years. And when people say, well, no, none of those guys are going to be available, that means the price on them is sky high. I guarantee you, if you called up Chicago and gave them your three best prospects right now, Garrett Crochet would be a Cleveland Guardian. Toronto is facing a rebuild. If you called for Bo Bichette or Vlad Guerrero Jr. and say, you know, here's Manzardo, here's Ralphie Velasquez, Daniel Espino, and Alex Clemmy, I guarantee you Vlad Guerrero Jr. would be a Cleveland Guardian. And I listen, I got to say, I thought Ken fought the good fight today. But if the Guardians don't make a move of consequence, Tommy Pham would not have been a move of consequence. A middle reliever who won't work in high-leverage situations is not a move of consequence. If the Guardians don't make moves or a move of consequence, they're telling me and the clubhouse they don't think that this team can win a World Series. And whether that's a valid line of thinking or not, why the hell are we doing the heavy work for them? I've said all along, I expect them to make a move of consequence or more. And I'm going to try not to hammer the hell out of them until they don't make a move. Well, here's the thing. We are roughly 24 hours, 27 hours away from the MLB trade deadline. And the Yankees have made a move of consequence trading for Jazz Chisholm. The Orioles have made moves of consequence, starting with the Zach Eflin move, which I think the Guardians should have been on, considering he's a controllable pitcher. And I cannot believe that that's all the Rays got for that guy. The Arozarena stuff, a little rich for my blood. I can agree with that. The Jason Adam deal, that was a little rich for my blood. How do you look at what the Rays got for Eflin and say, oh, yeah, we couldn't do that? And the common rebuttal is, well, they have to want your prospects too. Yes, but the idea that nobody in baseball wants any of your prospects seems a little far-fetched when you have, depending on some different rankings, four guys in the top 100 or as many as seven guys in the top 100 in baseball in terms of prospects. I cannot fathom coming out and saying, I'm not sure if there's any big moves to be made out there. Does that mean you just don't know their names? Or does that mean that fans don't know their names? That also doesn't mean that those moves aren't consequential. Starting with a name like Brent Rooker, starting with Vlad Guerrero Jr., starting with Bo Bichette, going to, if Pete Alonso's available, whether or not, going to, I don't know, half these guys. I'm just going down a list here. And some of these guys, Jack Flaherty, that's a consequential name. Yandy Diaz, now that Tito's gone, Yandy Diaz is a consequential. Christian Walker of the Diamondbacks is a consequential move. I'm not going to sell you Kikuchi. I can't do that to you. Cody Bellinger is a significant move. Rooker. Like, these are all significant. Ryan McMahon. These are all significant moves. Luis Rengifo. All significant moves. Whether or not we think it's a big enough name where everybody unanimously is going to say they did it.